Okay, today's daf is Yud Test, and we have a great opportunity to hear something we rarely hear, which is Hayanotelik Minchata Mitoch Kfifa Mitzrit. So we've gotten up to the place, I mean, I assume it's the place, assuming that everything that we've been speaking about has been done according to the Seder, but of course we already know Tosis points out that really this Masechet is not well organized according to the Seder, and we're about to get to the crux of the problem. So we discussed the Ktivat HaMegillah and the Mechikat HaMegillah. And now we're up to the continuation of what happens. We said that we bring the Mincha B'Kvifa Mitzrit, that we spoke about the Machloket. Is that because Maaseh Maaseh Deima? Or is it because she was Machila Mitoch Tvarim Yafim, the Machlokes, the Rabbi Shmuel's Pshat? But now let's get to the actual Seder Hakarvat HaMincha. There's a little bit of a machlokas, by the way, even on the first word. Who is the haya? Who are we referring to? Haya notel et minchata. So Rashi learns that we're talking over here about the husband. So the husband was the one who brought the mincha b'kvifa mitzrit, because the halacha is, even though he's about to put it into a kli sharet, there's no din of a kohen being necessary to put the mincha into a kli sharet. That is perfectly kosher with the zar, and therefore the husband does it. Only later, after the time of the Kmitza, then we already get to the Mitzvah Takunah. That's how Rashi understands it. However, there are other Rishonim that say that since Lamaisa, the Kohen, is involved even earlier, as we're going to see, before the actual Kmitza, so therefore he's the one that should take it in order to prepare for all of that, and that Lechatchila, the Mitzvah is B'Kohen, even though it would be kosher bizarre. So the opening word is a little bit open. Is it the Baal or is it the Kohen? But in any event, we know, we saw earlier, we always need to do a Kiddush Kli first. So you take the Mincha out of the Kvifa Mitzrit, which we saw earlier, could not possibly be a Kli Sharet because it's not Ro'ui for a Kli Sharet, either because it's made out of wood or because it's a very Pachot kind of Kli. Puts the Mincha now into a Kli Sharet to give it Kedushat HaGuf, V'notna Al Yada, and now puts it on her hands in order to do the tenufa. Let's see where we learn this out from, because it doesn't say in the parsha of Sotah, it doesn't say that the woman is supposed to be menifa. But we're going to see that we bring a raya from elsewhere that the woman is menifa. The Kohen, however, needs to also be menifa. We're going to see how we know that. We have what appears to be a contradiction in the psukim. In the one it says, yadav tevienu, which is the Baalim, in general, Hakrovas and Mincha. And the other one says that the Kohen should be Meniv. So how do we understand that? That the Baalim holds the Mincha, and the Kohen puts his hands underneath the hands of the Baalim. So Notena Dal Yada, Va'Kohen Meniach Yado Mitachteha. He puts his hands beneath her hands. U'Menifa. And then you do the Tenufa. The Tenufa is done up and down, and then sideways, as we've seen many times before in Masechet Menachot. Now, the truth is, there's a machloket Rishonim how to learn this. The pashtus is that he puts his hands on her hands. However, the question is, where would we get that from? Because there's no indication, as the Rush points out, there's no indication that the one who's supposed to be in touch with the mincha is the Baalim, and the Kohen doesn't have to be in touch with the mincha. The truth is, the two psukim are equal. On the one hand, it says the Kohen does the tenufa. On the other hand, it says the Baalim does the tenufa. Rashi learns that Yadav Tevienu is the definitive pasuk. The Torah is saying that it's the Baalim's business to do the tenufa, and therefore that's the ikar. We view the Kohen's involvement as being secondary. And the male of the Kohen will hold the idea of Baalim. The Torah of Rashi says it's not mechuvarli at all that that's the pshat. The Arayim says even further. The Arayim says, does it make sense to say that he would put his hands under her hands? What about the question of a chatzitza? Is it a chatzitza? If it's really a din that the Kohen needs to be, so then it's mamash a chatzitza in the hands. However, in the Yerushalmi, it's very clear that Rashi is correct. Because the Yerushalmi says, that's not nice. Something that's not nice. It's only not nice if he's holding her hands. Which is the way the Arayim is learning, the way Tezra Rosh is learning, tachat yad habalim doesn't mean underneath holding their hands. It means on a lower part in the kli. So the Baalim holds the upper part of the Kli, and the Kohen is underneath in the lower part of the Kli. That's Tachat Yidei HaBaalim. So now what's the Yerushalmi saying? So it's not nice for the Kohen to be holding her hands? And it even says, so maybe put a handkerchief, do a mitzvah tans for the Seita. Put a handkerchief, can't put a handkerchief, then it's a chatzitza. No, so he is touching. He's, therefore, Yerushalmi says he can't use a handkerchief. He's obviously touching her hands. Answers the Yerushalmi, I guess we better get an old-time Kohen. He's too old to get turned on. Or the other pshat, no, that's the Urim. I'm to bring a riot from the Yerushalmi, not like the Urim, like Tarsus brings over the Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi says, or the truth is that you could even use a young Kohen, because the Yetzar is not shirleit for a moment. There's got to be some option over here. I mean, right now there's no option to start up with her. Where's the HR going to start up over here? There's no time. So it's inner sholeit lefisha is the chiddush of the Yerushalmi. But in any event, you see that we really do have a problem with the contact of the hands. Yeah. Good. So apparently it means like we usually take it that the kohen is minyan yada literally mitachat yedei habaalim. This is how Rashi learns, how Yerushalmi learns. Now you do the tenufa. Hini, if you did it to Nufa, you now have to do the Hagasha, which we saw earlier, bring it to the Keren Ma'aravi Dromit, Figish, then you do the Kmitza, and then you do the Haktara, and we learn out from the normal denominators that Ashar De'achal HaKohanim, and the Kohanim eat the Shiraim as in any other Mincha. Hayam Hashka, V'achar Kach Makrivet Minchata. Now he would do the Hashkaya first, and then do the Akrabata Mincha. Now this is really weird, because I mean, so then say so. Why did we jump to the Akravata Mincha instead of defining the Hashkaya? The whole thing is out of order. You tell me the whole story, and we're already holding in the Seder of the Perek of the Akravata Mincha, and now you start discussing, oh, by the way. Does that make sense? Say, oh, by the way. The Gemara is going to ask that question. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Makrivet Minchata, Bechakachaya Mashka. No, no, indeed, the way we have it is very good. You finish doing the Akravata Mincha, then you do the Hashkaya. Shenehamar is a fair shapasik. It says, V'achar yashkeat ha'ishat ha'mayim. Only afterwards do you do the ashkeat ha'mayim. But nonetheless, as Rabbi Shimon, I admit to you that you're right, b'diavat, im hishka, v'achar kach yikrivet minchata. So then it would be kosher. So that l'maisa, I'm only arguing in what l'chatchila is the correct order. It's the correct order. First the mincha and then the ashkayar is the correct order. L'chatchila, first the ashkaya and then the mincha. That's the nafkamina between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. Omalei Rabbi Elazar le Rabbi Yoshia de Dore. Now, the reason that we say this is we want to remember that the Rabbi Elazar we're referring to over here is Rabbi Elazar ben Pedat, the Amora. We're used to hearing Rabbi Yoshia as the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Yonatan, which would have made him an Atana. It is not even nice to suggest that an Amora would say to Atana, Lo tetev akarachad mefrash la milta. That's the type of language that you use for a friend. You know, don't even sit down on those little legs of yours until you give me a pshat. And you say to your friend. So Memela, the Gemara even introduces it right away. Which Rabbi Yoshua are we talking about? The Rabbi Yoshua who lived in the door of Rabbi Elazar ben Pedat, the Dare. Don't confuse this with the Tana, Rabbi Yoshua. Lo tetev akarachad mefrash la milta. Until you explain to me the following. I want you to explain how we know that we need tnufa on a mincha. You got to be kidding, said Rabbi Yoshua. What are you talking about? I mean, it's only beferish a pasuk. I mean, you're asking me how to read a pasuk? What do you mean, minolan ve'heniv k'tivba? For God's sake, what kind of question is that? No. I'm asking you, where does it say that it has to be done with the Baalim? It doesn't say anything about it. It says, V'lakacha kohen miyada isha et minchata kenahut ve'heniv et ha-mincha. So who is heniv et ha-mincha? V'lakacha kohen heniv et ha-mincha. Well, where do we come up saying in the Mishnah that the woman has to be holding onto the mincha? Since when? That's what I'm asking you. I think it would be a nice idea, in fact, if everybody, Ellie dear, would you please pick up those chumashim and give everybody, right there, a bottom shelf. And take one for yourself and hand out some chumashim. And let's take a look at the very confusing Seder, anyway, of the Psukim over here. message for Ellie. Just received. Look at that. And here you were right next to me in order to get your message. Huh. Great. So, if you look once again in the parsha that we were just zocher to have read on Shabbos to prepare us for this diyukim, not that I'm, I believe that you need to look into the parsha, I'm sure it's all fresh in everyone's mind, word for word, but just in case, we have the Seder HaDvarim, if you take a look, is the Hashba'ah we have in Pasuk Yud Tet. But before that, we had in Pasuk Tet Vav, Ve'evi et korbana alea, asirit ha'efa, milchat kena'utu, ve'ikrivo ta'akohen ve'emida lifnei Hashem. So he's mashpia her afterwards. You'll notice what happens. First it starts talking about bringing the mincha. Stops in the middle. Then it talks about bringing Mayim Kedoshim Miklicheres and putting it in the Karka Mishkan, taking the woman, being Mashpia the woman, and then after he's Mashpia the woman, it says that he should now in Pasuk Chafei, Velakacha Kohen Miyada Ishat Minchata Kenaut, Veinifata Mincha Lifnei Hashem, without saying a word about what it is that the woman is supposed to be doing with this. I'll keep your Chumashim open because we're getting to the hard part. So this is what I'm asking you. Oh, I got an answer for you on that too. B'ba'alim inolan. Atya yad yad mishlamim. That we learn out from the Korban Shlamim. Because here it says, V'lekacha kohen yad ha'isha. And if you take a look at the parsha of Shlamim, it says, Yadav teviyena et ishe Hashem, la'anifo totenufa lefnei Hashem. So here it is referring to the Ba'alim. Yadav teviyena, the hands of the Ba'alim, should bring his Korban. The chelev and the chazeh, so we're talking about the chazeh, the chazeh ha'tenufa. He takes the chazeh, lanifato tufa l'Hashem. Doesn't say the kohen. It says only the Ba'alim. Over here it says only the kohen. Therefore, says Rabbi Yoshe, the point over here is, each one is megal on the other one. These are complementary psukim, in which the gezeirah shava compares the two. Here it says miyad, and over there it says yad yadav teviyena. So makan kohen, just like over here by the sota, there's the involvement of the kohen. It says b'feirush v'lakacha kohen ve'iniv, aflalan kohen. So too by the korban shlomim, even though it never says it b'feirush, requires a kohen. And malalan ba'alim, just like over there it says b'feirush yadav teviyena, referring to the yedea ba'alim by the shlomim, afkan ba'alim, haketzat. So what's the explanation? The explanation is that each one is true about each. Meiniach yado tachat yedei ha-ba'alim u-meiniv. And here, as I said, here is the question of the diuk. Why would that be the haketzad? Why not the other way around, that the ba'alim should put their hands under the kohen? Or that they should both hold the mincha together? That's the question the Gemara never resolves. So indeed, so Rashi says that elsewhere, that indeed the pashtus is that the yadav tevienu is the essential Nekuda. She's holding it. V'lakacha kohen miyada isha means that he should also get involved. But since the primary involvement is the involvement of the Ba'alim, so his hands are directly up against the kli, and underneath his hands, or in this case her hands, she's the Ba'alim, the kohen holds under. As I mentioned to you earlier, the Rosh finds that very unpersuasive. He says, if you look at each parsha individually, then you don't have a right to make that, each one is talking about without the other. The whole point over here is that I'm applying what's in one to the other one. So how can you make one the ikker and the other one not the ikker? If they were discussed together, you could say that. But since one case leaves out the kohen completely, and the other case leaves out the ba'alim completely, so then that means that they're equal. That's why he concludes that it must be they're both holding the kli. It's a question where on the kli they're holding, but not that the kohen is holding the ba'alim. I mean, for other reasons, the same way was the way the Urim learned. This is where it comes from. Because you can see that the Gemara really doesn't satisfactorily explain. Why does that mean? Harketzad, now you jumped to conclusion, and you never really worked it out for me. Okay. Then the Mishnah says, Heiniv, Higish, Kamatz, Ahiktir. Okay, did we just finish the Mincha? We finished. Hiktir. Finished. Now all of a sudden you come back and you say, Ayamashka. Hey, baby, ha'akrava, you just finished being makrivit, and now you start talking about the hashkaya. Instead, if you're supposed to do the hashkaya first, why not say so? Why come afterwards? Why not describe the Avodat HaKorban in context of the Ashkayah? Hachi Kama, no, no, you're misunderstanding the whole Seder of the Masechta. The Masechta is separating the issues. In other words, I want to tell you how to do the creation of the Mayim, the creation of the Megillah, how it's written requires Sirtut, how it's Mokuk, has to be completely Mokuk, or if you're Mokuk Shnayim, all of the issues that we raise. Let's finish that. These are the dinim of the Megillah. We separately addressed, these are the dinim of the Hashba'ah. The first part, the second part, how is the Hashba'ah done? The dinim of the Amen, what is she agreeing to? Separately. Because the truth is there are three separate components. There's the component of the Shmur. There's the component of the Hashkayah, which includes the Ketivat HaMegillah and so on. And then there's the component of the Hakravat HaMincha. We are not opening with the interrelationship between these components. We're dealing with each component separately. Now, I want to talk to you about the Mincha. Here's the dinim of the Mincha. From the Kvifa Mitzrit through the Haktarah. Are we now finished? Let me now, for the first time, now that we have the three pieces in place, let me now go back and point out to you that in terms of the relationship between these in Yanim, and that's a machloket. So one man the Omer holds that indeed the Hashkayah is done before, and one man the Omer holds that the Chatchila the Hashkayah is done after. So that's the point over here. Hachikama, Seder Menachot Ketzer. Let's just discuss the Mincha, okay? The Seder of the Mincha is Enif, Higish, Kamat, Iktir, Shiraya Menacholim, Lekranim. Now, we finished that. Okay, now, what's the relationship to Hashkayah? As far as the relationship to Hashkayah, that's a machlokas. Hashkayah gufa pligi. Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan. The Rabbanan savri mashka v'achakach mekrivet minchata l'chatchila. And Rabbi Shimon savri makrivet minchata v'achakach mashka sh'ne'emar v'achar yashke. Now, this is a classic media trick. Because, I mean, you read that mincha, gosh. How could anybody even disagree with Rabbi Shimon? It says, Beferish v'achar yashke, do it afterwards. Who are these crazies that say you should do it before? Of course, they always only tell you a little bit of the picture. So now let's look back in the parsha and we'll see why it's by no means persuasive that it says v'achar yashke. Let's start in Posik Chof Gimel. What we had over here was the Shvuah before. And now we're up to Vikatavata Alota Ilak, Aiva Sefer, Umachal Mehamarim, Vihishka et Aishat Mehamarim. And then the next posik says, Vulakacha Koin Mehad Aishat Minchata Kenaut. If I was writing in the New York Times, I would have only written this. So how can anybody possibly say that Ashkaya comes after the Mincha if over here it says the Koin is Mashka, and then it says, Vulakacha Koin Mehad Aishat Minchata Kenaut? And then you would have said, gosh, who is this Rabbi Shimon guy? Where does he come from? Okay. So it's all a question of which little snippet we show you when we're not showing you the whole thing. Fine. So we've got that. Let us call that for purposes of the sugya. That is called the Vihishka Kama. That's the first time we mention Vihishka. Now, after the Lekichat HaKohen Miyad HaYishat HaMincha, and after the Tnufa, and after the Hagashah, Vikriv Al HaMizbeach, and after the Kmitzah, the Kamatzah Kohen, and after the Haktarah, all of a sudden it says again, V'achar, Yashket HaYishat HaMayim, Posik Chof Vav. Even though I thought we already did that. So what is that supposed to mean? So we have a contradiction in the Pesukim. Next word in the next Posik is, V'Yishkat HaMayim. So that's Bechlal redundant. So we've got two Pesukim V'Yishkat that are talking about after the Akhtara, and one of which claims Vacharkach, as if to say, and obviously I didn't really mean what I said before, Vishka Teisha. So the second Vishka we're going to call the Vishka Batra. That's the last Vishka. The first Vishka is the Vishka Kama. And then in the middle we have Vacharkach Yashke. So clearly, in order to understand correctly the Seder HaDvarim, we will have to explain what each one of those Pesukim means. And that, of course, it turns out to be the basis of the Machlokas and the Mishnah between Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakam. So the next thing that we learned in the Mishnah was that Rabbi Shimon is made that ve'im hishka ve'achakach hikrivet minchata k'shira. Even though I hold that normally what you're supposed to do is to be makriv of the mincha and then do the hashkaya, as it says ve'achar yashke, I'm made that if you did it the other way around, it would also be kosher. So the Braita now comes to address the three separate psukim that are said in the parsha about Hashkaya. So it begins like this: the Hishka. Why does the Torah say the word Vishka et Haishat Mehamarim? I mean, doesn't it say Vishka, the Vishka Tamayim, which is the last piece in Pasuk Chav Zayin? So what's this first Vishka Ubawa Mehamarim? I mean, you're telling me that it's supposed to be a Mashka later on? That comes to teach me something. Comes to teach me like this. She'im nimchaka megillah, v'omeret eini shota, me'arin ota mashkin ota ba'al korcha, divrei Rabbi Akiva. What that's coming to tell me is, if you take a look at the first hishka, the hishka kama, note that it comes immediately after the words, umacha el me'amarin v'hishka ta'isha. That's to teach me, once you've gone through with the macha el hamayim, and you were mochek the shame that was dichta b'kiddusha, you force her to drink. So the v'yishkat isha come hell or high water, she could be screaming, I don't want to drink. I mean, obviously, if she says I'm tmeya, then we don't give her to drink. But if she says I'm too scared, I don't want to drink, we make her drink. You should have thought of that before. You could have told us from the beginning you're not going to drink. Now that we were mochek the shame, the Torah is saying that, okay, let's finish up and use the water to prove her innocent. If she's still claiming she's innocent. Sorry? We force her after the mechikat Hashem. Not if she says she's guilty. Only if she says I'm afraid. So Anurava, we want to use the water to be maybe shalom benish liyishtai, which is what the mechikat Hashem is for. We can't play games with us and say, yeah, I'll drink. And now it comes time after you mechikat Hashem. Now say, well, not too scared. You know, that's too bad. Fine. That is the smichut. That's why it says v'yishka there. Not to tell me that there is where you're going to do it, but to tell me that once there's a macha, there's going to be a vishka no matter what. That's a very reasonable explanation of that first vishka. Mamela needs to be next to the posik of umacha, macha kohen, vishka. So says Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon, Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, look, it says viachar yashke, okay? So explain to me, what's that viachar yashke? If l'maisa we already know that there's a vishka after the akravat amincha, don't we? And that's the hashka, that's the vishka batra, where it says vishka tamayim vaitayim nitimah v'timomal and so on and so forth. That's the final vishka on pasuk chav zayin. So why do you have to tell me ve'achar yashka? And if you wouldn't have said ve'achar yashka, can I read that the vishka comes at the end? So that's to tell me. Ela la'achar kol hamasim kulam. That's to tell me that there cannot be the hishka until all the components are in place. So all of the ma'asim kulam ha'amurim l'mala need to be in place, which tells us, magid, sheshlosha dvarim ma'akvim ba. You need to have three things taken care of before you get to hashkaya. It can't be ad shelo kara v'komets. It can't be before the mechikat ha'megillah. And it can't be before the kabbalat ha'shvua. Now, obviously, it's a little silly to say it can't be before the Mechikat HaMegillah, because then I won't have any Mayim to give her. That's the Gemara's going to ask, what is that supposed to mean? You can't give her the water unless you already have the water. I should hope so. All right, but we'll see what that means. But in any way, this is Rabbi Shimon HaTaimi. So this is Rabbi Shimon Shita. Look, the Seder HaDvarim, that's a given. It says V'achar. I don't even need the V'achar. It says V'hishka. What do I need the V'achar? The V'achar is coming to tell me, not only the Seder HaDvarim vis-a-vis the Haktora, but Bichlal, the very last thing that's done on all levels, the Shvua, the Mechika, the Haktora, that's the Hashkaya. Okay, so it makes a lot of sense in Rabbi Shimon Lishitasai. Excuse me, I just didn't get one part. Mashka ad shalonim chaka megillah. But what did you say? Ad shalonim chaka megillah, so then what's he going to give her? What do I need v'achar yashke to tell me only after you put the shame into the mayim? I don't have vayim to give her. No, Rav Ashi, no, it's a chiddush. Lo nitzcha elo l'rishumon nikar. The point over here is that suppose I did the mechika, but l'maisa, I take a look at the klaf, and I see that there's still actual Rishimot on of the letters. So I said, well, I mean, the main thing I was already mocha. No. The achar, after the entire mechika, there can't be anything left. None of the ink can be left on the sefer that you wrote it on. Okay. Then something else I don't understand. You said that she cannot be given to drink until she was mekabel shvua. That's what you said. Right? So, ad shelo tekabel aleha shvua, so that she, we don't give her to drink. Mishnu de lo shakir. But the other things we would have. You're saying that these three things are separate. In other words, you could have the mayim that was properly formed with the mechika, and the only thing that's missing is the shvua. So it comes along, v'achar kach, to tell me, no, you have to have the shvua. Excuse me. I mean, how's Rava going to read this? Here we have a machlokes tanoi, and Rabbi Shimon is explaining the relationship of three ostensibly separate items, one of which is the shvua, and the other one is the mechikat amayim. So you're telling me that it would be possible to have the mechikat amayim without having made the shvua, and yet Rava is claiming that it's impossible. Because you have to be able to put into the mayim, not the theoretical Allah and the Shua, but the actual Allah and Shua that the woman had been mekabelet. So how's he going to learn this, Rava? He says, Gemara, you're right. I mean, according to Rava, the only way of reading it is that it's kidei nazba. It's not that it's really possible to separate it. It's just that in order to clarify the three components and to make it clear to you, even though obviously, if I said one, it includes the other because I couldn't have gotten to that one without the other. But nonetheless, it makes sense that agav, you want to understand what's happening. So you need to know that there are three things. That's all that it means. It doesn't really mean that we could actually tease them apart because you can't possibly have mechikat amayim, mechikat Hashem, unless you have the kabbalat ha-shvua. That's true. Okay. Now let's get down to the bottom of all of this. Machlokes, the Rabbanan, and Rabbi Shimon. What's the machlokes? So, as we saw, we looked carefully into the parsha, which you should, if you need to review it again, look again. There's three separate psukim. That's our problem. Talata Kroik Tiva, we've got three psukim. Vishka Kama, the first Vishka, which was said immediately after the Macha, before Velakacha Koinat Amincha. That's called the Vishka Kama. Then we have the Akhtarat Amincha, and then it says, V'yachar Yashke. That means only afterwards. And then we have the final V'yishka that comes in immediately next Pasuk, V'yishka Tamay Vaita Im Alam, and so on. What do we need these three Pesukim for? So Rabbanan Savre, look, the first V'yishka is the first time that we're told that you're supposed to give the water to the woman. The next means that's the mitzvah. Here is where you give the water to the woman. I mean, well, you take a pasuk in the Torah, you say, even though it says Vishka, it doesn't really mean Vishka. It's just coming to tell me that you should know that eventually it'll be Vishka. How do you write a pasuk like that? We find the Torah gives us a mitzvah, that's when we do the mitzvah. That's Laguva. Therefore, we say, Hashkaya comes in the early pasuk before it says V'lakaka Kohenet Amincha. Clearly, Hashkaya is done before the mincha. Then follow the pasuk, V'achar Kachu Makrivet Minchata. So then, that's the Seder. All right, so why does the next Pasuk say, V'achar Yashkesha et Amayim? I mean, how are they going to read that? Oh, the second one, which is V'achar Yashke, unquote, that was Miboile L'Rishumo Nikar. I explained to you that the meaning of V'achar Yashke is to tell me only after you've completed everything could you have been Mashka. What does that mean, completed everything? Obviously, I need to have water. Must be that there's nothing at all that was left in the roshem of the ink that had not been erased into the water. So that's Rishumo Nikar. I cannot be Mashka. The language over here is that it's coming to tell me that it's Rishumo Nikar. But the truth is that meanwhile, it's telling you something else, isn't it? In other words, Acher Kol HaMaasim. So that means that if it was Rishumo Nikar, it wasn't Rishumo Nikar properly erased. So now I do it now. So anyway, it's telling me, even according to the Rabbanan, that you could be Mashka at this point. As a matter of fact, Tosfos even says the Rishumoni Kar is Lav Davka. Because the truth is that from the word Macha itself, we already said in the Mishnah in the previous parak, that you cannot use, let's say, kan kantom or anything that will be roshem, because then you won't be able to do the mechika, which means that by definition the mechika cannot leave anything. So that means that the bottom line that the pasuk is coming to tell me is that if any of the items were left out, so then do them now after the kohen already was marked to the mincha, the achar yashke. Otherwise, what's it telling me? Therefore, it turns out that the Rabbanan also agreed to Rabbi Shimon. It's just that they're saying, b'diavad, we agree we can do it as you're saying. And you're agreeing that b'diavad, we can do it as ours, as we're saying. But essentially, we're agreed. The only nafkamina is, what is the l'chatchila mitzvah? And indeed, as Tosis brings on Amud Aleph, this is really, the Yerushalmi says beferish, that in the end, everybody is meida. And it's just the question is, which one is l'chatchila? So it says over there, so b'may pagan, what do they argue in? Mitzvata. What is the l'chatchila of the mitzvah? What's the v'yishka batra? What's the final closing v'yishka? That comes to tell me, she'im nimchaka ha'megila, v'yomeret eni shota, if already we were mochek the shame, and now she says, I will not drink, v'yishka ta'isha no matter what. And that's ma'arinota mashkaota balkorcha. Okay, so according to Rabbanan, the l'chatchila is that v'yishka before v'lakacha kainet min ha'mincha. Rabbi, vidui, yes, but she, what do you mean vidui? No, what do you mean? If you mean by vidui admission, she can always do admission. We won't. We're only forcing her to drink because she's saying, I don't want to drink, I'm too scared. If she says she's tameya, there's no point in drinking anymore. Whereas before we were mokik to shame, we say to her, oh, don't you want to drink? No, I'm terrified. Are you guilty? No, I'm innocent. So why don't you go ahead and drink? No, I'm too scared. Okay, so I say, okay, so you're going to have to get divorced. What can I do? I can't do it. I can't deal with it. Fine. That's okay. We won't make the money. Rabbi Shimon Savant. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, no. Look, when the first point where the Torah relates to us, the Seder Hadvarim, isn't that more persuasive? When it says, V'achar Yashkes, so it's saying, I'm telling you how to do it. Afterwards, be mashke. Now, why did it say before? Why did it mention Mishka? Because that's the mitzvah. I'll explain that to you, but it makes much more sense to say v'achar yashkez l'gufo, meaning that first you're makriv the mincha, then you go ahead and you're mashka. What's the v'yishka kama for? V'yishka kama is to tell me that you could be yotze if you had been mashka. So v'yishka kama is she'im yishka v'achakach ikriv et minchata, that basically it would be kosher. And what's the yishka batra for? Ishka batra is, I agree. She im nimchaka megillah v'amra enishota me'arinota u'mashkinota ba'al korcha. So what's it boiled down to the machlokas? I mean, basically everybody seems to be essentially agreed. We're only arguing about what's l'chatchila. Now I'm saying l'chatchila is v'achar yashke. You're saying that l'chatchila is the first b'diavad lo patachkro. Wherever there is such a thing, we should open up the Seder Advarim with a b'diavad. That's ridiculous. So if we have it first, then that must be what it's telling us to do. For you to say that just because he uses the word viachar, that is more important to say that that's the legufo than the pticha, we disagree. We understand Rabbi Shimon's far. Rabbi Shimon's far is that in none of the other mentions of the vishka did the Torah address the question of when. It was an assumption that the when is when it's written. But since there is a place where the Torah does address the when, which is only the middle one, v'achar yashke, so then that's the one that's teaching us. Why do we find remozim to the mishka before and after? For other dinner, b'diavad. Okay, so this b'chlal would be a question, a general question in the structure of a parasha. So let me only hear. But now it comes out, a very strange thing, because we said before, we were quoting the bride of Rabbi Akiva, so we said before that Rabbi Akiva learned that the first v'yishka is written right next to umacha to teach me that once there's a mechiyah, there's no way to get out of drinking. Right? That was like really a beautiful drosh. I mean, everybody else is using the yishka batra for something that really makes sense the way Rabbi Akiva is learning from the yishka kama. But the problem is that this is a contradiction in Rabbi Akiva's own shita. You're telling me b'savar Rabbi Akiva mashkino tava'al kocha? Does Rabbi Akiva hold that we ever give this woman to drink? Bal korcha. V'yatanya. I have a brayta that says not like that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kalbus Shel Barzel, Matilina toch pia. We put in, what is that thing that the dentist used to keep your mouth open? It's got a word. No. But whatever it's called, I almost forget the... Of course, when I say this, I immediately get emails about what it's called. So don't rely on other people sending me the email. You send me the email. Whatever, but it's a piece of metal that we keep in the mouth so that she should know it's coming. We're not going to fight you, lady. After the meeting. You want to drink? Yes. Okay. You want to drink? We're going to keep your mouth open. And at that point, Metilina Tovpia, if later, after the Megillah is Nimcheket, that she says, Eini Shota, Me'arino Tomashkino Tabal Kolcha. That's fine. Omar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva disagrees, and this is a problem, because we just saw that Rabbi Akiva agreed. We saw a moment ago. Here, Rabbi Akiva disagrees, and Rabbi Akiva says, Klum anu tzuchim ela lebotka. I said, what is the point of this whole thing? Of the Mayim. The point of the Mayim is to discover whether she's innocent or guilty. If she is sitting there claiming she's not going to drink, she's basically saying, I'm guilty. So how can we possibly be mashkar? Halo bedukav omedet. Here she is, and it's already clear to us. So why would we be bashkar bal korcha? Therefore, I say, Ela ad shelo karava komets yechola lachzorba, misha karava komets ena yechola lachzorba. Now this doesn't make sense, so we're going to ask on it later. You know, what in the world would it have to do with the mincha? That we'll ask in a moment. But first off, we're bothered by the fact that here Rabbi Akiva says, Bidi avad, we won't be mashka. And only as it relates to the mincha. And before he said, once there's a mechika, we'll be mashka ba'al korcha. Says the Gemara, you know, look, you got a problem. But the problem's not only the stira. I mean, the problem is, minei ubei, what he just said is ridiculous. First he says, if she denies, she's saying, I refuse to drink, that's the equivalent of admission, of guilt. I mean, if she's admitting her guilt, we're never going to be mashka, no matter when. So forget about the contradiction. So does this make any sense? Doesn't even make sense, minei ubei. Before you ask me a contradiction, you got to understand what he's talking about, no? So it says, the Gemara of the Taimich, you think you know what's going on over here. So tikshu lecha yigufa. So why don't you have a question right here? Minei ubei from Rabbi Akiva. Mi shikara vakomets. Here Rabbi Akiva is saying in the same words that he finished, same line. He finished saying, well, she was already moida. And here then he turns around and he says that mi shikara vakomets inu yechola lachzorba. Does that make sense? You just said, alo bedukav omedet. She admitted that she's guilty. How could we be mashka lamayim if she admitted that she's guilty? That doesn't bother me, says Igmar. That's lokasha. I understand that there's two different psychological reactions here. There's one indication that she's guilty, and there's another case where she's terrified, not guilty. So lokasha, hodika hadra machmat ritita, vahodika hadra machmat briuta. If she has harata because she's trembling, she's terrified. So obviously what has happened is that she really did intend to drink the mayim. She was innocent, and she wanted to use the Mayim to prove her innocence. Now that it's actually coming, and this whole ceremony, and she's terrified, it's very imposing, and she figures, you know, I'm guilty anyway of something, I'm sure it's going to kill me. A typical Jewish reaction. I'm not drinking that. Yeah, who knows? Masha Einkein, where she's sitting there, and she's calmly saying, well, I've decided not to drink. So what that indicates is that all along she never intended to drink. You know, she was bluffing all along. Exactly. So when she said, yeah, I'll drink, it's because she had in mind, like, you know, if they really go through with it and my husband doesn't change his mind, whatever, just tell him I don't want to drink. I mean, I can tell him I don't want to drink. So over there, Rabbi Akiva says, look, that's an indication she was guilty. She never intended to drink. I mean, she's handling this too calmly. If she's responding because of terror, then it's evident in her. She's trembling. Then I know that it doesn't mean necessarily that she was motivated, that she's guilty. So that's what I'm saying. Ochikama. Kol machmat briyot. And that was Rabbi Akiva saying like this. Where the indications are that she had this whole thing planned. She never intended to drink. That is essentially a bedika in and of itself. I don't need to have hashad. She's saying I'm guilty. So they're klal lo shati. I don't care what point it is that she says, I'm not going to drink. If she's calmly insisting she's not going to drink, that's the equivalent of her calmly saying, well, I'm guilty. So I don't care if it's after the mechika, before the mechika, with the akhtarat hakovetz. It's irrelevant. She'll never drink. Won't shout at all. But if machmad ritita, on the other hand, if we're talking about over here, that she's terrified, so then already we don't view it as an admission of guilt. So now I'm telling you that then indeed it depends with the mincha. So ad shelo korav hakomet. So if we didn't yet do the akrovat mincha, so then that means there's a kati lo imchok megillah, or now this means that I, Rabbi Akiva, hold that I'm not supposed to do the mechikat megillah until the last possible moment before the hashkayah. Since the hashkayah l'shitati is meant to be done later, then the kohen did the wrong thing in being mochik the megillah. Because we always want to wait until the last possible minute. Who knows what developments will come that she's not going to drink. She'll say, I'm not going to drink. We're going to be mocha to shame. And then sit here for 20 minutes while we're doing the avodah and mishkat, scaring her. And now she'll say, I don't want to drink. Come on. So wait. So therefore I say like this. If the mincha hadn't been korev, which normally means that there was no mechika, because we're not going to do the hashkaya until later. I hold like Rabbi Shimon, v'achar kach yashke. Or why don't I make it dependent? Why don't I just say, in the Mechikat Hashem? Because it's not really dependent on the Mechikat Hashem. Because if the Kohen was stupid, and he did it wrong, let's say he was Mochek Hashem before, and he said, look, I just want to have everything ready. And nobody told him that's not the right way to do it. So let's say he went ahead and was Mochek Hashem. We don't use that Mechikat Hashem to say, well, sorry, lady, you're terrified, we're going to pour it down your throat anyway. Because that's the Kohen's fault. He shouldn't have done that. The Torah has left it open for her to be terrified and gives her the benefit of the doubt not to force her to go through with something that is terrifying for her. So the fact that the Kohen went ahead and he was mochik too early, therefore she has to suffer. So there we don't tell her you have to drink. That's why I'm making it dependent over there. I'm saying, inami imchok ha-megillah, as far as I'm concerned. If the Kohen had been mochik the Megillah in the wrong place, it was before the Akhtarat HaKometz, it still wouldn't be a reason to force her. Because then shelo kedin avat kohanim. They did the wrong thing to machti and being mochik the shame so early. So then matzi hadraba, then she's able to have charata. All I'm saying is if it was done correctly, mishakorav hakometz, now is the time to make the mayim and to be mashkat hamayim. So over there, the bedin of the kohanim, the machke, there they did the right thing. So then, at that point, that's all that I'm saying. You have to make it dependent, not in the mechika, but rather in the akrava. So now have I explained to you the actual bright of Rabbi Akiva? It makes a lot of sense. This last piece. Now we'll get to the question of the stira that before he said it was entirely a function of the vishka's relationship to the macha. Okay, that's a different question. We'll get to that.
So if they were mocha beforehand.
If they were mocha. It's good, but it's not good to force her. Because they did the wrong thing. And it was open. It was open in the Torah. What, are we going to second guess God? God said this is the way to do it. Because he took into consideration the psychology of a woman who's going to be terrified. And there was no desire on the part of the Torah to force the woman at this early stage. Then they did it right. Then Vishka comes to tell me, look, it's too bad Vishka feel about Korcha. Now, we still have a kasha to Rabbi Akiva. Now I understand what Rabbi Akiva is saying here. But now I want to understand the relationship of what Rabbi Akiva said here with Rabbi Akiva said before. Because before he said, Hatam Amri Mechika Ma'akva. There, if you recall, he took that pasuk Vishka and he said, why does Vishka say, right by Umacha? Because it's all dependent on the Mechika. The only thing that makes the forcing of the woman that's dependent on, we don't force, ma'akva means over here ma'akva, not ma'akva the drinking, ma'akva the forcing of the woman. So what prevents us from forcing the woman? The fact that it wasn't mahu. That's what prevents. So there if she says, eni shota, we say, okay, fine, it's up to you. But once it would be nimchaka, umacha, vishka, that was the drasha that Rabbi Akiva claimed before. Which means it has nothing to do with Krivat HaKometz, because the Vihishka that we darshaned in the original Braita was the Hishka Kama. And the Hishka Kama was said before even the Kohen took the Mincha from her hands, right? There's no Velakacha Kohen the Mincha, there's Umacha Vihishka. Okay? And now he turns around and he says, no, actually, it's the last Vihishka. after the Akhtarat HaKomets. Now make up your mind. I mean, those are two completely different ways of understanding it. You're saying we will not be ma'anes her, we won't force her to drink if it was macha, but it was macha before the Vilakacha Kohenet HaMincha. That is definitely a contradiction. So even though we understand that it makes sense internally, we've got a contradiction. Says, Yimah, you're right. There is no way out of that contradiction. I mean, that's straight on Noyali to Rabbi Akiva. Look, I mean, there were two shi. We often find that there are many different approaches between his Talmidim. It's true that Rabbi Akiva said there's a point at which we will force her. And it's true that that point is dependent on the Mechika. The question is dependent only on the Mechika, or is it dependent on the Mechika at the correct time after the Akhtarat HaKomets? That's something else. That's indeed a machlokas in how to understand what Rabbi Akiva said. Now, I got a question like this, Iboy. Suppose she's calmly says, Eini shota. Okay, Machmat Priyuta. Now, Rabbi Akiva is saying that that is an indication that she's guilty, right? But how about if then she changes her mind? And she says, okay, you know what? I'm going to drink after all. So then, V'chazrava na shota ani, somehow. Kivan da amra Eini shota, according to Rabbi Akiva, that's essentially the equivalent of Tmeyani kamra. I am Tmeya. Once she says she's tmei'a, so now there's nothing to say. Kiva da aksik nav shavatu ma'lo matze hadrabah. How can she change her mind now and say she wants to drink? It's too late. Odilma kiva da amrashotani. Or do we say that Rabbi Akiva wasn't giving an absolute definition of psychology? He was giving a reasonable analysis of the situation. But in this case, where she turns around and she says, no, I will drink. So now it's clear that it wasn't a question of its being a calculated bluff at the beginning. I mean, it was a calculated bluff, so now why is she saying, I will drink? So now we understand that we have enough information to reanalyze what happened, and we understand that Lamaisa was not a calculated bluff, and that she's just a woman who's able to maintain control of herself, and we didn't see how terrified she was, and she didn't want to drink, and now she's thought it over again, and she's going to force herself to go through with it. So that's the question. How do we understand Odilma? Even Avrashotani. So now we have to reevaluate. Galya Data, she now is basically showing her real dot that initially she was not bluffing and she intended to drink, and the reason that she was mitcharetet is machlat biyututa adam. She had only been scared, except she didn't show her fear. There's lots of people that can hide their fear. And that's what she was doing? Take. That we don't have a clear understanding of what Rabbi Akiva would hold. Omer Avud Shmuel, by the way, once, I mean, we're talking about these psukim, you should know that you actually need Tzorech Shiyitin Davar Mar, Batoch HaMayim. You need to put in something that is physically bitter into the water, because the Pasuk says, Mei Hamarim. Now, it doesn't make any sense. It's V'katavet Allah U'macha El Mei Hamarim. And understand, if it's, the way to understand the word me'amarim is that it's bitter because of what it does to her. So then it only becomes that after the mechika. How can you say, take it and put it into bitter waters? It's not bitter waters yet. It'll only become bitter water. Well, yeah, you mean you could say that the experience itself is bitter, but certainly you can't say up front, we'll call it bitter if it's plain, clean water. Is that? No, is that bitter? So therefore, you need to put in some type of actual bitter ingredient. I mean, if you're going to give her with a straw and a soda thing, maybe it should be tonic water. You know? All right. Give up. Mesota. Tikkun. Tonic. Yeah, that's halacha. No, soda water. Ay, V'yishkabat. Traim nimcha megila v'omer deni shotama harino ta mashka ota ba'al kocha. Rabbi Shimon Savar. V'achar yashke legufo. Shemakrivet minchata v'achar kach mashka. וישכב בת רע, שאם ישכב אחר כך יקריב את מנחתה כשירה. וישכב, לא תשכב כמה, ישכב בת רע, שאם נמחה מגיע ואומר, שאתה מרין אותה, משכין אותה, בעל כולך. רבונן, that doesn't make sense. Because then you're saying, the first time it mentions it, it's a בדיעבד. בדיעבד לא פתח קרא. Now, the סבר רבי עקיבא, you said the earlier drushes, הרבי עקיבא עוד משכין אותה בעל כולך. First of all, רבי עקיבא says, we're never משכה בעל כולך. Because Vatani Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kalbo Shal Barza Matil Natoch Pia Sh'im Nimdechaka Megillah V'amra Ani Shotam Arin Ota Mashkin Ota Baal Korcha. To which Rabbi Akiva says, how in the world will we be Mashka Baal Korcha? Klumano Tzrichim Elo Lobotka Halo Beduka V'omedet.
So far, it makes sense. Now he throws in something else. It makes no sense at all anyway. But anyway, isn't it a stira? Before he said we'll force her to drink here, he says he won't. Excuse me? It's a stira. It's also insane. I mean, isn't Rabbi Akiva contradicting himself? You need to understand what he's saying, no? So I thought you just said Allah Baduka Bamedet. So therefore, we're anyway gonna have to say that Lokash Adakadrava Mahmad Ritita, Vodakadrava Mahmad Briyutta. So what Rabbi Akiva was actually saying was, Okikama, Ko Mahmad Briyutta shall never be Shota. If it's Mahmad Ritita, so then it makes, then it depends. Achlokorva comets, Katulon Chokamikila, or for that matter, even if it was Mokhuk, but it was Shalokidino of Atkani, because they should have been Mokhuk the Megillah at the very last point, and they were Mokhuk it too early. So then Matzi Hadrabah, Mishikarva Komets, the Bedino of Atkani, and now they did a Mechika, so over there, Lo Matzi Hadrabah, as long as it was Mitoch Ritita, that I'm also made. So it's not a stira. You said it was a stira because there he says that we'll force her. We do force her. No. It's still a stira, though. Kash Rabbi Akiva, because in the first Rasha, where he learned it out of the original, the first Hishka, so over there, Hatam Amar Mechika Ma'akva, that's the only thing we look at. Was the Megillah Nimcheket or not? Whereas V'hacha Amar, the Komitz is Ma'ake. That's true. That's straight on Ayalib Rabbi Akiva. Iboyelo, Amra Eni Shota Machat Briyuta. And then she comes along, and asks Harata V'chazav Amar, no, I'm ready to drink Shotani Somal. Do we say Kivin Amar Anishota? So Rabbi Akiva holds that is ipso facto saying Tmeyani. So since she's saying Tmeyani, Kamra given the Hakzik Nafsha Batuma, she cannot change her mind about that. Lomatzi Adraba. Odiba Kiva the Amra Shotani. She now is being Galya Milta Daita, the Mahmad Biyututayu Deka Amra. Take her. Omra Vodishmuel, Sir Shiitain Mar Latochamai, my time at Amra Krom, Mehamorim. Meaning that they were already marim kvar before the mechikat amegila, and not mirira because of the klala itself.